This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, Stephen Erdman, we were talking about 50 years ago about something I forget. Do you remember the conversation?
Well, we had a lot of activity going on back then. I don't know if you remember, Gene, we had a UFO flap in Piedmont, Missouri. It was investigated by the UFO study group in Greater St. Louis back then. And then they had a mutilation flap a little bit north in Ellsbury in Foley, Missouri. And the study group went up there and investigated why the cows were being mutilated. And we did some sky watches. Actually seen some strange things going on up there. But that was back in 1973, about the time he came to visit me in St. Louis. And I don't know if any of that, brings back some memories, you know. It does for me. I remember it as well as it was yesterday, you know. I can remember things that, with crystal clarity, you know, even if it's 50 years ago. You know, maybe we can go into some of those things. You remember the Piedmont UFO flap, don't you?
Sure I do, but you are closer to it there. Perhaps you can explain it to our listeners.
Well, I wrote an article on it for Probe the Unknown. In fact, I wrote several articles for him. One was on the UFO flap down there called Distortion Factor, how a lot of the events down there were distorted. And they had a number of sightings down there. It got on the radio and TV. And then they had the Harley Rutledge, the physicist, from the college, Cape Girardeau College down there, that actually took a team of students out there with equipment, electronic equipment, and they even had an airplane flying over the area, and they recorded just pure science. They recorded a lot of unusual activity in the Ozark area down there near Cape Girardeau and the Piedmont area. And he wrote a book called Project Identified, and it was a very interesting book. It kind of verified there was strange phenomena going on. And he wrote it as a scientist, not as a believer or as a skeptic, just as a pure scientist. But surely you remember some of the hubbub back in 73, some of the news items and things that came out in and of course it continued with the mutilations up a little bit north of us in Ellsbury. And we went up there and looked at the cows and got to know the neighbors up there. And then we started doing sky watches and saw a lot of strange things. Not a lot, but enough to kind of connect us with John Keel's concepts of, reality and what's going on. Jacques Vallée, too.
Sure. Yeah, right. So this was like a flap that was back in the early, mid-70s, like around 1973, right, in Missouri, right, which is where you live. And
yeah.
Have you lived in Missouri all your life then?
All my life.
Wow.
All my life. Not much of a mover. Well, you know, I don't know. You know, a lot of people have amicable divorce, but mine was very contested, and of course I had two children. And once you become a slave of the court, once they get their teeth into you, they don't let go. I think since I had my divorce, which was fairly, it opened my eyes. It showed me the reality of the establishment and lawyers and things like that. And Then with each child, I had a modification. I think, and then even after everything was said and done, I had my final modification in the 80s. Jefferson City sends me a letter saying, you're behind in child support. Of course, I wasn't. And I mean, every modification, they solidify that when you go with interrogatories and everything, and then you get the official approval of the judge, you know, okay, you're out of here.
That takes up a lot of time too, doesn't it? To deal with all that for, you know, well, things you'd rather do. But during this time, you were also still, part of a UFO interest group, weren't you? Were you?
A UFO study group of Greater St. Louis. Yeah, up to a point until they disbanded more or less. I was going to say, make a point there, after even all the modifications with my daughter, she was the last one. Then a year or so later, they send you a letter saying, you're behind in child support. And I was like, no, no way. It's all water under the bridge. Well, no, we say you are. And I had to go get a lawyer. We had to have a judge give us a hearing. He had to officially say, no, you are clean now.
No,
and then I send that to Jefferson City, and he say, we don't recognize that. You learn in different stages in your life. And, of course, I couldn't quit my job at the time. I was a boilermaker. And, of course, that's a good-paying industry, but I hated it. And I tried to continue writing through that period. But I was very depressed. You get like a form of PTSD. You know, you start battling these things. And I got familiar with different divorce men's rights groups, and it's a sad story there, too. But it opened my eyes to the legal cabal.
Did they try to hold any of your interest in the paranormal against you, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, in the original divorce, they bring out every little thing they can find. It's kind of like the Mueller investigation going on now. They bring out little things that you wouldn't think consequential. And I think my wife's lawyer said, now, you belong to this organization on flying saucers? Of course, the answer is yes. Uh-huh. It says, and what, you know, and then they try to make it look like it's like you're
tinfoil hat wearing, yeah. Yeah,
weird, a devil in disguise, whatever. They use anything against you in a contested divorce. Of course, once they got their grip into you, they keep clawing at you. But it's just one aspect of the overall legal cabal that we're living under. I mean, lawyers control everything, everything you do. They're error-free. I mean, they can do no wrong. I mean, not many of them get disbarred. You can file a complaint, and if you got them over a barrel, then they get disbarred. But usually there's not many disbarments. Complaints are kind of shuffled away, and no more is said.
Well, this is a long time ago now, so your kids must be all grown up, and you're probably a grandparent by now.
I am. I'm a grandfather, but I don't get to see my granddaughter.
Stephen, I know the divorce is very frustrating, but I'd rather stay away from the specifics. We all have family issues. For example, Jim Moseley, who was fighting with his ex-wife after a two-year marriage for the next 40 or 50 years. So it's not fun and it's not pleasant.
Gene, the only reason I brought it up at all, because it was eye-opening to the legal aspect. And of course, we see it in full bloom now on the news every night with Mueller and different shenanigans going on in Washington and some of the bloodthirsty gang fights, political gang fights going on. And it's real. It's been real all my life. Aspect, you have the same syndromes going on. You remember the silence groups? Silence group came out with Bender and things. But it's real. There's a deep state. There's no doubt a deep state. And it's very real. Eisenhower saw it early. He said, you know, he kind of wanted to wash his hands of it, but warn us at the same time. And he told us about the military-industrial complex. And then later it became much stronger, much bigger, much more global. Corporatism is one aspect of it.
Well, getting back to this Piedmont case.
Before we get back to the Piedmont case, we're going to do our break. Steve Erdman, an old friend. I've known him for over 50 years. We only met, I think, 46 years ago when Geneva and I drove from Pennsylvania to St. Louis. What a trip. More to come with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have Stephen Erdman, an old friend. I've known him for more than 50 years. We haven't actually talked in several decades. We did meet him back in 1973 when Geneva and I drove from Coatesville, Pennsylvania to St. Louis. What a trip that was. We're talking here about some UFO and cattle mutilation events back in 1973 about the Piedmont case. Randall, why don't you ask that question now?
Right. Can you tell us a little bit more about that Piedmont case there, Stephen?
Well, I mentioned Dr. Harley Rutledge. He was a physicist from the university down there, and he set up an investigation that was purely scientific. He had no bones to pick. He went into it as a scientist. He had some students with he took as team members, and they had equipment, different equipment they set out in the field. And he did see, he did record, and it's written in his book, Project Identification. And it tells different episodes they had down there and how they saw objects from an airplane. They even had an airplane. And one of the things he brought out was kind of Keel-esque, John Keel. And even Jacques Vallée kind of gets into this, that a lot of these UFOs seem camouflaged. They saw one that appeared as a bunch of lights, and as they flew towards it in the airplane, it would look, it took on the shape of an airplane. But the landing lights on it, the body lights on it, were not the usual configuration. It's like something materialized there, as if to fool them or try to camouflage itself. They saw other kind of UFOs, little orbs that would fly out of the hillside and just circle around. You almost have to read the book. To this date, I don't think anybody really has disputed his findings, except the real critical skeptics would. But people that just would read the book, a normal person would read it, would find it very believable. We saw a lot of things like that, too, around that time up in the Ellsbury Foley area. We went up there with some Skywatch teams. Originally, it was to see the mutilated cows. Then we continued to go up there and Skywatch. We even, I remember we went, I don't know, if you, do you know Barbara Becker? Does it ring a bell?
It does not, no.
She has a MUFON association. We went up there before that. She was just a member of the study group. And we parked up on this one farmer's field. In fact, he had one of the mutilated cows on his property. And you know how clear the sky is when there's, you're out of the city and you can see every star. I mean, it's just crystal clear. They had some microwave towers situated around in the hills, not too, I think there was one not very far from that farmer's property. And we were sitting up there, and Greg had his motion picture camera, and he was, we were taking things that looked strange. They actually pretty much turned out to be airplanes, but they seemed to, well, later when we developed the film, they seemed to do these gyrations that Dr. Rutledge said was magnetic fluxes on the trail of the UFO, but he used other equipment. But anyway, at the time, we were photographing things that we thought were unusual. And then at one point, we saw these orange objects come up. And I don't know if it, later on, Barbara put a website out that told about this. But they seemed to be a little bit different. And each person's observation was a little different. I saw the objects and the, but when I saw them, they were circling around the microwave tower. And I said, hey, guys, is this unusual? You know, to see objects do this? In her account, it doesn't record it. It does record seeing the orange objects though, coming up over the horizon. Well, anyway, they said, yeah, it's unusual. Yeah, so, you know, and I don't think Greg even videotaped it because it didn't last that long around that microwave tower. So, we looked around and looked to the north and said, oh, there's that bright object up there. That must be the North Star. You know, yeah, that's the North Star. So we're standing there looking, and about almost an hour later, the North Star moved. I said, hey, guys, the North Star is moving. It's moving towards the river. You know, if it had been an airplane headlight or oncoming light for almost an hour, it would not stay steady like that. You'd see some fluctuation from an oncoming airplane's headlight. Anyway, the light began to move along behind a tree line. I said, it's moving over towards the river. Then I said, no, no, it's coming this way. And it came towards us. I said, Greg, get here, take a, some video of this. He says, I can't. I'm out of film. So here this thing comes up. It crests about 80 degrees above us, kind of showing it, all of a sudden showing its side. And it looked like a fuselage, like it had been an airplane. You saw window lights. I don't recall seeing any wings. And then it just kind of curved around and went towards St. Louis.
How far away do you think it was from you guys?
Well, you see, it was up in the sky. But it looked, by the size of the fuselage, I'd say about maybe 600 feet. Not just guessing. And Barbara wrote in her website on that incident, she heard no sound. It was fairly silent, but as it went towards St. Louis, I heard like a very low jet sound, like a jet whistle sound. It didn't seem like a normal airplane. I mean, a normal airplane doesn't stay stationary for a long time. And then when it came over us just as for us to see it, I guess. I don't know what else to say. But it seemed very keel-esque, you know.
Interesting.
It didn't seem like a normal airplane. So that was some of the incidents that we were involved in Missouri. I wrote an article called The Distortion Factor for Probe the Unknown, but it was mainly based on the accounts of others and some of the sightings down there and what people saw and thought they saw. And, of course, they uncovered some hoaxes, too. There was one lady that photographed a light in her backyard. Her light was giving off a lens flare in a camera, and she thought that was a UFO. But Leo Wiklinski, our photograph expert, said no. He proved it pretty much it was a lens flare. And there were some Reg Bone and the bunch of basketballs. Players that seen one of the original UFOs, that seemed to be pretty interesting. It seemed to match so many other cases of a scintillating blue, green, and orange lights around the perimeter. And that's really what kicked off the Piedmont flap. And, of course, Harley Rutledge got involved in to this day, I don't think anybody has really disproved anything he said in Project Identification.
Well, I know in Project Blue Book, if they got a report and it seemed like it kind of looked sort of like an airplane. They just said, well, it probably was an airplane, and that's how they would catalog it.
Steve Erdman joins us, first time on the PowerCast, someone I've known for many years. We're catching up with some fascinating news from the early days. With Gene and Randall, you're in
the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump and First Lady Melania flew to southeast Alabama to see the damage done last weekend by the deadly tornado. 23 people died in the twister. WGCL-TV's Brittany Ebney reports.
Kiora Jones is the woman who lost 10 family members in that tornado. She spent several minutes in a private meeting with the president and the first lady.
He asked me what happened, how many people that I lost. And he said, oh, I feel sorry for you. That's feel sorry. You have my sympathy. Yeah, him and his wife. just everybody. He was hugging their necks and everything. He said it just hurt him to his heart.
A lot of the folks that I've spent time with say it really means a lot that the president came for this visit.
Today marks the official beginning of daylight saving time. Don't forget to set your clocks ahead 1 hour. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Back in the Paracast, Steve Erdman joining us. Randall bringing up a lot of interesting points. He hasn't heard this stuff before, so to him it's original.
Randall, you're not a ufologist then? You don't follow
well,
it?
Well, the thing is I probably read through this stuff, but what I tend to do is I tend to be more of an analyst. So I'll read through it and I'll find it very interesting at the time, and then I'll file it away on my library with my other 1,000 literally titles that are there. And then it just kind of goes out of my mind until somebody else brings it up. And then I reminding about what it is that we're talking about.
Yeah, I believe when we talked earlier, I mentioned David Muller. His he had quite a bit of archive material. I mean, everything you could think of, from the April bulletins and NICAP bulletins, over 500 books. And he has gotten a university of, I believe it's a UNM, to accept his archives. Now it's an official archive of the university.
Well, that's fabulous.
Yeah. And you can just type in David Muller on Google, or maybe David Muller archive, you know, and he'll bring up a lot of this. And he was here to see us recently in St. Louis. One of the things he discovered, somebody had dumped. See, I don't have all the, because they're just recent for me, information he gave. Somebody from Project Blue Book had dumped a lot of Project Blue Book's files in a dumpster. And somebody else retrieved them and got them to David Muller and said, "Would you be interested in this?" He said, "Certainly." I don't remember. I didn't take good notes when we met him, so I don't know the rank and the name of the person, although he told us. He says, I said, "Well, what was in the files?" He said, "There's no smoking gun. It's just your normal UFO reports, you know, different, nothing, sensational, no fourth kind or anything like that. But he said the fact that this guy who had, when they closed down Project Blue Book, had forethought to take these files home, and apparently it just was taking up space for him, so he dumped them. But luckily, it ended up with David Mueller. One of the other things that David Mueller found when going through a lot of stuff was my correspondence with Dr. Leanne Davidson, the physicist that at one time believed the CIA was behind a lot of UFO cases, manufacturing UFO cases. And I had corresponded with him back in the 60s, and he had both my letters and Dr. Davidson's replies. But they had given those to a university. He got permission to take possession of them, and now he's got the files. So are you familiar with Dr. Leah Davidson, Gene? Remember him?
Oh, I met him several times.
Okay.
He used to hang out with Jim Moseley. He lived in White Plains, I believe. He came out with a collection based on Project Blue Book Special Report number 14, I believe. He came out with a book on it.
But his suspicion was that a lot of these sightings were psychological warfare or psychops. And he even felt that maybe Adamski's sightings were inventions by the CIA, and Adamski had, the person that he saw in the desert was actually a CIA agent. And I think he said he thought that Tucker, I think it was a Colonel Tucker that was ahead of Project Blue Book at one point, was the person that Adamski saw. It was part of the hoaxing. That seemed a little far-fetched to me, but we knocked a few things around for a few years in correspondence, and Mueller sent that to me, and I have that here in my computer on file.
Well, did he get involved in any of that Paul Benowitz stuff that was going on down there? Because there was quite a bit of that sort of thing going on with that case as well.
I don't know if Davidson did, but I think that may even come later. That came later after his death. I could be wrong. But the Paul Benowitz thing was, seemed to be a government hoax too. There was Project MJ-12 that was introduced during that period as well.
Steve, before we go on, MJ-12 is very highly disputed, and you may accept it, but a lot of people don't. Kevin Randall doesn't. A lot of UFO researchers don't. And we kind of sort of can figure out where it began with William Moore, maybe Richard Doty. And I think we should leave that and set that aside for that reason. Also, I should mention that Leon Davidson was one of the people who helped convince Moseley early in those years that UFOs were strictly secret weapons from the U.S. There weren't any spaceships. He changed his opinion considerably. In fact, I heard the conversation where he felt that Davidson had misled him about something or other.
Well, I don't know about that, but feel there is some governmental psychops involved, and it could be very well that our government does have these inventions that progressed from secret inventors over the years. Kind of was it like a alternate space program, and to hide that fact, they've come up with our regular NASA, you know, with fuel powered rockets. And just to hide the fact that they have this other alternate technology, you know, it's interesting. I mean, how are you going? There's no way to prove it without actually having one, you know, or being on the inside. It's just a bunch of gossip, but it seems logical that we're seeing something in the skies, and it seems to actually advance over the years. It seems to get better and better and better. Where the one thing begins and the other ends, I don't know. You know, which are the camouflage UFOs, the psychops UFOs, and pure invented stories, and where the actual spacecraft or aircraft come in, I couldn't say myself.
You know, I wanted to bring that up.
Randall and I and others have talked about over the years the possibility that some of the early UFO cases were really test aircraft, kind of like Jim Moseley once believed, and they are mixed into the early cases. And that makes it sometimes more difficult to separate the true from the test, if you know what I mean.
Right. Yeah, but we know the technology existed before 1947 because the Nazis were playing around with it. In fact, they had made wedge-shaped UFOs, Horton Brothers, and they had other things on the drawing board that were very interesting. Kenneth Arnold saw some wedge-shaped objects flying over Mount Rainier or near Mount Rainier. And he said they were like skipping along, but he didn't describe them as disc shape. They were like wedge shape. Resemble a lot like the Horton brothers, their aircraft they were experimenting with. So we wonder, there already had been early inventions, early progressions of these crafts. You know, just when did the airship mystery back in the late 1800s, there were supposed to be inventors that confessed in being involved inventing those airships with at that time, hyper technology. And then later on, we had Tulsa. He more or less was talking about inventing a craft himself. That was by an energy which he didn't disclose. He said it will be disclosed eventually.
Eventually, we'll be back, like in a few minutes or so. More to come. Steve Erdman, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I'm not going to give the fifth dimension joke again. Somebody wrote a message on our forum saying that when I mentioned that what happens is Randall can't use the fifth dimension because he'd have to say his name backwards or something. You know, like Mr. and Mrs. Piddalick, the character from the Superman comics. And he says he didn't think it was so funny, but he laughed. He stopped playing the show and laughed. I remarked, make sure he doesn't spit out his coffee.
Well, especially if you're sitting in front of your computer. Because I did that about 2 weeks ago. I breathed in some foam off of my latte. It was not a pretty sight. Fortunately, it didn't get down into my keys, but I needed to get the screen cleaner out for that. But yeah, you guys are absolutely right. Steve, totally for sure. I mean, we know for a fact that there were secret projects by the Air Force on all sides of the war, and then following the war, they came out with even more of them. So they had the big skyhook balloons that were big, gigantic silver balloons that would expand out in a almost like a disc shape. And then they had the SR-71, the Oxcart, the U-2. And there's been reports released where they say that up to half of the reports that they got about UFOs were of actual secret military aircraft at the time. So, sure.
Yeah, now they're talking about an alternate space program.
Right, but I don't know about that. That's where my skeptical side starts to go. I might, you know.
But unless you're on the inside, you can only see little bits and pieces, telltale shreds. They're very good at secrecy. Our government is very good at secrecy. They're into all kinds of cruel and dopey type charades and. We only see the shreds, you know.
Well, sure. I mean, some stuff you can keep secret, but other stuff is a lot harder to keep secret. Like a secret space program would be just pretty much impossible to keep secret for this long. Like we know for that there's stuff out there that we haven't seen, and they're working on stuff that we're unaware of. But if, you know, we had ships out there that were big enough to go to Mars or whatever like that, people could see those literally with their own telescopes. You know, civilians could detect them.
They've got technology now. At least DARPA was where aircraft can mask themselves, become invisible. And if DARPA was working on it, then you wonder if it hasn't been applied into actual technology. That you have to ask yourself. There's been a lot of sightings of triangular aircraft. They're traveling at phenomenal speeds or just be within the last I think really actually the last 30 years has become very predominant in the UFO field. Are these our secret aircraft or something else, you know?
Well, I think that some of them probably are our aircraft. You're making a really interesting point when you start talking about camouflage and active camouflage, because we haven't had that technology for all that long. We still haven't perfected it. And yet we still get reports like the one that you were talking about earlier, where the craft seem to morph in shape. And some sort of active camouflage could really explain that. You know, rather than saying, well, you know, it's coming from another dimension or it's morphing in and out of our reality and getting into this sort of mystical side of it. Well, you know, this just could be some sort of technology. Since, Land, as you rightly point out, we're working on it now. So who's to say that some other alien technology that's, you know, several thousand years ahead of us or even a few hundred years ahead of us, maybe not even that far, they could probably figure that out and make it look like a lot of these really unusual cases where you get morphing craft and shape-shifting and invisibility and that sort of thing.
Then you got to get into legends of psychic phenomena, and a lot of psychic phenomena does seem to be paranormal. You know, it's something that's coexisting alongside of our own everyday existence.
Well, maybe. Then again, you got the whole thing where people, now they've got a device, it's actually out in the public domain now, where they can project sound into people's heads. It makes it sound like it's coming from right inside your head, and they can do this from a distance. And they've actually used it in advertising and stuff in New York City, where you can stand outside on the sidewalk, and if you're just in just the right spot and you're watching what's going on through the big display window, you can hear inside your head what's going on, but nobody around you can. And so that would be very easy to misinterpret as some kind of psychic thing, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, except that a lot of the psychic phenomena goes back to early part of the century and last century, you know, psychic phenomena as such. You know, at one point, it's either we learned how to tap into the different psychic energies and are using them, but, you know, we weren't always around. It was our military just started back in, late 30s, certainly in 1947
right.
Was a turning point, but psychic phenomena has existed for, they tried this with remote viewing and staring at goats and, you know, what became first, the chicken or the egg, you know, and I think, or I would say the egg existed long before the military chicken took it under its wing, so to speak.
Personally, I do think that people have some sort of natural, maybe for lack of a better term, psychic ability. We have intuition. We have a certain sense about things. But at the same time, if we're talking about alien visitation and the ability to be able to broadcast sounds into people's minds, well, if it's true that they've been around for generations themselves, maybe a good portion of the more outstanding psychic cases can be explained not by our own ability, but by the implanting of thoughts into our head by the aliens themselves. And I know that sounds kind of weird. We can do it now. What would be stopping some other alien race?
Well, you know, Randall, the government is doing all kinds of experiments on mind control. You go back to the time when they had MK Ultra and were doing some weird things with mind control there and hypnotism and LSD. Our scientific technology, no matter if it's used by our government or special corporate interests, progresses each month. And, you know, remember Kurzweil, wasn't he talking about the singularity?
Right.
And he says we'll probably arrive at the singularity maybe anywhere from 2030 to 2040, somewhere around there. That's because the progression of technology, there's a term for it, it happens very rapidly. I don't
it
know how you
feel. Increases logarithmically.
So yeah, there's another term, EOL or something like that. I don't know how you feel, but I feel almost like a bacteria in a petri dish. We're controlled. From TV commercials down to suspicious shootings. These kids hear voices in their head. Somebody told me to do it. The targeted individuals that claim, we've got a whole class of people that claim that they're controlled. It's a scary picture.
Well, this technology I was talking about came out of the Defense Department. So, I mean, we know that they like to mess with people's minds. They have psyops. You know, we've had Alexander on. He talks about that. He was in it and participated in some of that stuff. So, you know, who's to say that if they want to have some foreign leader assassinated or something, that they would get out there with their little projector and come across as, you know, this is God speaking to you. You need to.
I believe that it's called Project Bluebeam. To me, I'd like to dig into it and find out what's going on. And that's what I do on my website, bring out a lot of these arguments and let the chips fall where they may, you know. I don't try to prejudge a lot of people because a lot of people don't have an inside track on this. Now, some of them have worked at Wright-Patterson. I'm reading a book now by a lady who had worked at Wright-Patterson, and she had uncovered a lot of information about some of the underground sites there and how the supposed Roswell debris was brought there, and how some of the scientists, she actually named some of the scientists that were involved in it from, I think it's called Project, originally it was called Project Spook or something like that. That was before Project Saucer, actually.
Oh, really? That would have to be, that would go way back to, before the sort of the U.S. Air Force got involved.
Yeah, and she kind of is showing a lot of details that we hadn't known because she had worked on the base and different people she had talked to. She pretty well says there was something going on.
More to come. Steve, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.